We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today. It's going to be an incredible show. If you are just you've never heard us before on the air, we've been on the radio show now for upwards of 7 years, and it's been awesome to see lives transform over the air. And I know they're transforming because many of you come in and are patients. Many of you tune in, week out, and you text in, you email in. You call in, and so the reason that we had this show is to transform the way that you view and manage your health. We know right now people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, that they want to be healthy, they want to be made new, they want to be whole, but what's happening in our culture is that we're missing the mark. We're missing the mark when it comes to the level of health that, one, we deserve to have, but we don't really also know how to get there, right? So we don't know that how we're going to actually get to the level of health that we desire, that we deserve, and that what we want. And so with this show, my goal is to give you the tools, resources, and action steps that you need to restore your body's capability to heal and function at 100%. At the end of the day, we know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that your body is working for you. It's never working against you. And unfortunately, we're just taught from culture, from media, that it's okay to be tired. It's okay just to suffer. It's okay just to deal with the hands you've been dealt. And so what I want to do is with this show, for our listeners, but also for our patients that are tuning in, week out, I want to make sure that this is a message of hope, it's a message of healing, and it's a message of restoration. And so realize that no one's perfect when it comes to health, and it's a journey, it's not a destination. And so I want to make sure that you guys know that my heart is clear and precise on what we are trying to do. What we're trying to do is this, is restore the healing potential in your bodies without drugs or surgery. It's as simple as that. We know there's a place for meds. We know there's a place for surgery. We understand there's a place for injections. We understand there's a place for the medical model. But at the end of the day, guys, it's being overutilized. And at the end of the day, the results aren't there. The results just aren't there. And so right now in North America, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs, and many, many people would think that I share those numbers to go after the pharmaceutical company or to go after the medical system, the medical doctors, but actually that's not the case at all. If we look at these statistics that are out there right now, it just lets us know that the model's broken, the model's not working, and what's driven us to get to this point in the model is the demand for a quick fix, right? And so I always talk about how in our culture we've developed I call it the three C's, right? This comfortable, convenient, and cheap mindset when it comes to our own health, unfortunately, right? And so we realize that if you're going to get healthy, it most likely is not going to be easy to get healthy. It's most likely going to be inconvenient with your schedule in your life. Most likely, you have to get uncomfortable and do things that you're usually not used to doing, right? And then also, we know that getting healthy isn't going to necessarily be cheap. But I got to share with you the truth that dealing with your sickness and disease and things in a crisis state, it's going to be uncomfortable as well. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be inconvenient. And I'm going to tell you this, and most people realize that, but if you're sick and suffering a disease in the medical model, it's also not cheap. And so, you know, human nature says, I want a quick fix. I don't want to have to change anything. I want to be as convenient as possible with my schedule. I want to make sure that I'm comfortable too. I want to feel good while I'm doing it, right? But at the end of the day, whether you're trying to gain health or, you know, try to just get rid of sickness and disease in the crisis state, you're going to be facing this wall of, hey, it's not going to be convenient, it's not going to be cheap, and it's not going to be comfortable. And so if we kind of wrap our head around the fact that getting healthy is going to be inconvenient sometimes, right? Getting healthy is going to require us to get uncomfortable sometimes, right? Getting healthy is going to require some sort of investment financially into our health. But if it's on our own terms, doesn't it just make more sense to do that? Doesn't it make more sense to say, you know what, I'm going to get my spine adjusted. I'm going to take these supplements. I'm going to eat less carbs and eat more organic salad or organic veggies, right? I'm going to detox this because I know I've been toxic my entire life. Or you know what? I'm going to go to bed earlier and get up at an earlier time and not hit the snooze button over and over and over again. Listen, all those things I just said sometimes are not comfortable. They're not easy and they cost money, right? Can we wrap our head around that? It just makes more sense to do that than to do what most Americans are doing, which is waiting until things are broke until they fix it, putting it off, expecting it to get better. And everybody really knows deep down inside that it does not improve if you do nothing to get to the cause of the problem. And so we know that whether you're going to be getting healthy or you're just going to stay in a sick and crisis state, it can get inconvenient, it can get uncomfortable, and guess what? It's not going to be cheap either way. So let's wrap our head around the fact that it's way more fun to get healthy on your own terms, isn't it? Like, let's not wait for a crisis to get healthy. And so I'm just speaking some truth to you guys today, because I know right now when we see listeners, have listeners call in, text in, we're on Facebook Live, so when people are dropping comments, just on what they want to hear about when it comes to health, just realize it's not about the sickness and disease, but it's about getting your body to heal and function the way it's designed to heal and function. See, that's the definition of health, is that your body must be healing and functioning. And symptoms are just a warning sign, right? Symptoms are a warning sign. And so if there's a warning sign happening in your body right now, and you've just thought, hey, it's my age, it's my genes, it's really no big deal, and you expect it to get better without change, newsflash, it's just not going to get better without change, right? And so if you have a symptom, there's three things that you can do. One is you can do nothing about it. And we realize that with time, with life, with more stress in our body, over time that will actually get worse, right? Two is you can cover up the symptom with a medication, right? Putting a Band-Aid over the warning sign, right? Which short term, it's a miracle pill, but at the same time, it's false sense of hope, meaning, hey, you feel fine or your numbers went down in your blood work, but don't change. Just keep going in the right direction, which means that things are going to get worse faster over time. And then three is you can figure out what's causing the problem. So if there's anything that you can do right now in this moment, is ask yourself, what's my body saying? How can I become more in tune with my body? What symptoms have I been dealing with on and off, or chronically, I should say, constantly, for years, and most importantly, how do I figure out what's causing those symptoms, right? What can I do to not only just address the cause, but to not only get rid of the symptom, but to prevent it from ever happening again? And so that's what we do in our clinic. And so my clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill, Missouri, right at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. healthfromwithinstl.com. Every single week, I want to not only give you hope and inspiration about what does it look like and what does it mean to heal and give you the opportunity to heal, but I also want to give you something you can do instantly, immediately. And so this week, I want to make sure that I get the brain-boosting smoothie recipe into your hands, okay? So I'm gonna send out this brain-boosting smoothie recipe. This is a recipe that I use every week, and so you're going to love this brain-boosting smoothie recipe. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is text in your email address. When you text in your email address, we will email out the brain-boosting smoothie recipe. The number to text in right now to get this recipe is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, a lot of times smoothies are full of sugar and junk, and processed foods and chemicals and all this crazy stuff out there. So we want to get you a healthy recipe that is pure food. It's going to nourish your cells and tissues, and realize that you're not going to be adding junk carbs, junk sugar, but you're only going to be providing your body with the best nutrients it needs to function and heal. So once again, if you want to get the brain-boosting smoothie sent to you, just text in your email address. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. You know, Just a couple weeks ago, we had a Patient Appreciation Day and Family and Friends Week, and that's incredible. And so what that does is we actually pick an organization, not-for-profit organization, and for every new patient that comes in, new patient cost and rate is actually 100% donated to that, to whatever organization it is that month. But what's amazing is that you start to see more and more kids, more and more generations of families, and many times you see 2, 3, 4 generations of families in our clinic. And why do we do that is because as a corrective care chiropractor, we realize, and what research shows, is that raising a child with a healthy spine is way easier than fixing a degenerated spine in an adult, right? And so it's so much easier to fix to keep a healthy a baby's spine healthy or a child's spine healthy than it is to fix a broken adult. But I did want to share this awesome story, an awesome testimony. So Janet is a patient that came in a couple of years ago now, and she's doing awesome. She came in, and she's in her 70s, and she came in. She goes, "Dr. Nick, I don't think you can help me. I've had asthma for 50 years, but what can you do to help me?" So what we did is we started to see what her spine looked like, and we looked at her neck. The neck is what controls the breathing, the immune system, every function of the body, and we saw damage in her neck. We started to adjust her spine, take pressure off the nerves. And guess what happened to her asthma? It went away. It's been gone for a year now. She doesn't have to take an inhaler anymore. She doesn't take medications. After 50 years of having asthma, her asthma is completely gone, right? And we love Janet. She's great. And then I go to the next table and I'm adjusting our next patient, who is Lily, who's 4 years old. She came in. Her mom's a nurse practitioner. Her mom brought her in. She's struggling with asthma. And I think about the fact that how much of a blessing it is to be able to see generations of people, different families, but we can rewrite this story for this little girl, Lily. You know, Lily came in and she had a stressful birth process. There was some damage in her spine, and her mom realized that giving her antibiotics and steroids and the inhalers all the time wasn't the answer for asthma. And so we started to adjust Lily, and already her asthma symptoms have decreased by 50%. And just think about that. Just think about that, guys. This is not hocus pocus stuff. This is not like, hey, they're coming in for neck pain and back pain, right? We help with that too. But I mean, think about that. Lily, 4 years old, asthma's already getting better. Janet, in her 70s, suffered with asthma for 50 years. And also, it's getting better. I mean, think about that. And so when I see people getting better with asthma and immune system issues, I think, okay, who out there is like Lily, who's a 4-year-old kid who's suffering with asthma? Who out there is 70 years old who's suffering with asthma? Guess what? The spine still has to be healthy. If the spine is not healthy, there's no way that person can heal. And so if you have asthma or you know someone who does have breathing issues, we have to see what their spine looks like. We have to. Our office is located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. Our website is called healthfromwithinstl.com. Normally, to come into our clinic to see if we can help with asthma and immune system issues and get x-rays of the spine to see if we can help you, normally it's $140. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. It's only $40. This is the catch. You have to call now. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take a $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to get scheduled for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today. You know, this show was designed for one reason, and that's one reason, is one purpose, is not just so I can talk to you and sometimes yell at you for 50 minutes to an hour every week, but because I realize right now that if you look around us when it comes to our healthcare system, when you look around us when it comes to our sick care model, when it comes to what the media tells us about our health, what the culture tells us about our health, we're missing the mark. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, we're completely missing the mark. And so why I designed this show and why I have an office, why I get up every morning at 4 a.m, why I lose sleep at night is because I see people that are sick and suffering. And whether they want to get healthy or maybe they don't know how to get healthy, what we're being dealt, what is provided for us right now in our healthcare system is absolutely broken. And so it's not, doctors aren't bad. Barnes Jewish Hospital isn't bad. Surgeons aren't bad. Medicine isn't necessarily bad. It can save your life, actually. Blue Cross Blue Shield isn't bad. Medicare isn't bad. They're not great, but they're not bad, right? But what I found is this. What I found is this, that the person that's responsible for your health is, wait for it, you're responsible for your health, right? You're responsible for your health. Good, bad, or indifferent, we're responsible for our health. Now, if you talk to somebody who is healthy versus somebody who is sick, they'll say that it took time to get here. It wasn't easy along the way. They'll actually have the same verbiage, but the outcome's different. And so I have this show is to prevent unnecessary suffering. To prevent unnecessary suffering, to be able to provide an option for people, which should be the first option, by the way, not the last option, last resort, an option for people to have their health restored. Because at the end of the day, I believe that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are designed perfectly, that your cells there's a symphony of reactions happening for you, never against you, that I believe that symptoms can be a blessing if you do something about it. That I believe that your body's whispering at you that something's wrong for years. And unfortunately, it takes trauma to be able to be able to do something or take action. And so my hope and prayer for this show every single week is that I touch somebody's life and that we reach the unreached with tools, information, resources, action steps, people who are praying for an answer or looking for an answer. Listen, you can eat healthy, you can detox, you can exercise, but at the end of the day, guys, healthy lifestyle is amazing, and we teach that in our clinic. But what I've realized is that a healthy lifestyle contributes to the healing process, but it does not control the healing process. There's only one thing that controls the healing process, and that is your brain, spinal cord, or nervous system. There's nothing else that controls the healing process outside of your brain, spinal cord, or nervous system. Whether you believe it or not, it's a law. It's gravity. Everyone understands and agree and believes that the brain controls everything. And we are hardwired. We are literally hardwired through our spinal cord and our nervous system. We are not Bluetooth, but we are literally hardwired. And so the problem is this, is that we never actually see if our spine is healthy. Most of us don't ever see what our spine looks like until one day when we hurt, right? The first joke of a test we get of our spine is, you remember that time in middle school where, you know, back when I was in school, like the gym teacher checked you out for scoliosis, but that's pretty scary, right? Where, hey, just take your shirt off, bend over. We'll see if you have scoliosis. Hey, if you do, go to this other corner over here. And if it's bad enough, they'll be doing bracing or surgery on you at the neurosurgeon's office. But if it's not bad enough, we're just going to watch and wait. So let me just step back for a second. Think about the dichotomy, right? Where it's like, hey, you don't have scoliosis today, so you pass the test today, so you're good for the rest of your life. Really? I'm good for the rest of my life? You checked my spine once, and I'm good for the rest of my life? That doesn't make sense. But if it's bad enough, we'll send you a neurosurgeon. And if it's really bad, they'll do bracing or surgery. But if it's kind of bad or slight or minor scoliosis, then the doctor will say, hey, we're just going to watch and wait. Well, guess what we do as a culture? Not because the doctor's bad, but guess what we do as a culture? We hear, hey, it's not that bad. I'm just going to wait. But I never watch it, right? We never watch it. And so that same person comes to me 10 years later, 15 years later, and says, yeah, the doctor told me I have slight scoliosis. And guess what that slight scoliosis has now turned into? It's now turned into a moderate scoliosis. Because they were told it's not that big of a deal. Human nature says, I'm not that bad. Then you throw 20 years of life on that spine, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, right? And so unfortunately, that leads to digestive issues, menstrual cycle problems, hormone problems, of course, lower back pain, knee problems, right? And if you say you have one knee that's bad because of age, that's no longer true. You can't say one knee is bad with age, because guess what? This is crazy. Wait for it. Both knees are the same age. Isn't that funny? They're actually both 40 years old. Both of your knees are. Not just one knee is bad, but actually both of them are the same age. And so think about that. maybe, hopefully it's not you, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's someone you love and care about, someone at work, someone at church, where it's like, yeah, my right shoulder's bad, it's because I'm old. How's your left shoulder? Oh, it's pretty good. I've never had problems with it. So is it age or is there something wrong? Because if it was age, both shoulders would be bad. If it was age, both knees would be bad. Both hips would be bad. Your entire spine would be bad if it was age, right? If there's one part of your spine that's bad, that's not age, because your spine is the same. Your entire spine is the same age. And so think about that. We actually get our spine checked maybe once in our life. But we're taught to go to the dentist, which I agree with, by the way, between the ages of 2 and 6 years old for the rest of our life, regardless of how we feel. We're supposed to go every 6 months. And the dentist says that, hey, regardless of how you feel, you got to come back every 6 months, because not only do we need a cleaning, but we got to check you for what? Cavities. We got to check you for cavities, right? And if you have cavities, if you do nothing about them, over time, what they say and what research shows, actually they'll get worse over time, right? Most people would agree. No one goes to the dentist and says like, hey, my dentist says I have a couple cavities, but I'm just going to wait and see what happens. No one in the right mind would say that. And if they did say that, they're not listening to the doctor, right? Or they're not listening to their body, right? So think about this. So if we do that for the dentist, what happens is this: you become a teenager, you take great care of your teeth, you floss every day, you brush every day, you become a teenager, your parents spend $5,000 to put metal on your teeth. Now I think that's probably gone up with inflation, probably up to $6,000 to $7,000 of metal on your teeth. And then you get your braces off. And then after your braces, the doctor says, hey, here's a retainer for how long? The rest of your what? Your life. And if you lose the retainer, you don't wear the retainer, what happens to your teeth? They start to go what? Back. So everyone would agree with this, right? Everybody agrees with this. And guess what? We better take good care of our teeth, because we only have one pair of teeth. Did you guys realize that we only have one spine? There's no such thing as a spinal replacement. We only have one spine. And more importantly than just the structure and the bones and the disc spaces is that our spine is there to protect us. It's there to protect our spinal cord and nervous system. That if our spine is damaged, the function is going to be damaged. If the function is damaged, nothing can heal and function. Nothing can heal at 100%. And so last segment, I talked about how Janet, in her 70s, she had asthma, and her asthma has been awesome over this last year, right? Less medication, no hospital stays, just doing incredible. And then you have a 4-year-old Lily who was diagnosed with asthma on multiple medications. Her mom brings her in and says, hey, listen, I know the answer is not more meds. And so what else can you guys do? And how are we as chiropractors able to help with that? Is because what happens is this: if the spine is damaged or degenerated or out of position in the neck area specifically, or the upper back, those nerves directly impact the lung function and the immune system. And so why did Janet get better? I didn't change the air she's breathing. We didn't change her medication, because we can't. We took pressure off the nervous system by the nerves that go to the neck and the lungs. And guess what happened? The body healed. The body healed. For a woman in her 70s, her body's healing. Lily's asthma symptoms have gone down by 50%. By 50%. Already, because she's getting adjusted now. And so a chiropractic adjustment restores the healing and function of the body by removing the interference. So what we do is this: we simply find the cause of the problem in the spine, we remove the interference, and the body does what? It heals itself. Heals itself. And so I had a patient come in just this last week, say like, yeah, I have sciatica, it's really bad. And she was referred in by one of our other patients that we absolutely love. And she asked me, so do you really buy into all this stuff? And I go, buy into what? She goes, the chiropractic helps so many things. I go, I don't have to buy into it. Look at my clinic. Look at the clinic. There's 30 people here ready to get their spine adjusted. There's thousands of people in our clinic every single week getting better. I don't buy into it. I know it to be a truth and a fact that whether you believe in chiropractic or not, it works every single time. And how do I know that? It happened to me, happens to my patients every single day. But when a child comes in with asthma or gut issues or allergies or you name it, when a child comes in with something and their mind isn't altered by what the culture says about what living a healthy lifestyle looks like, they just want to feel better and heal better. When kids lay on that table and they heal, I know it to be a fact that the body's healing itself once we take pressure off the nervous system. You know, we had a patient come in just this last week. His name's Jack. Absolutely love him. He's referred to by one of our other patients, and he was one of those skeptics that came in. He's like, hey, I'll be honest with you, I'm a skeptic, but you know what I don't want to do anymore, Dr. Nick, is I don't want to take more meds for my neck pain and my tingling, my numbness and tingling in my arm. I'm sick and tired of taking meds. I go, I don't blame you, Jack. What do you do every day? He goes, well, I sit at a computer all day long. I go, how many years have you been doing that? He goes, oh, at least 20 to 30 years. Do you think that could be what's causing my neck pain? I go, what do you think, Jack? He goes, well, it's the only other trauma I've been through is that. I haven't been through any other traumas outside of that. He goes, but I want to see if you can help me without drugs or surgery. I go, well, you're in the right place because that's our goal. It's our absolute goal. And so we had to start with a spinal exam with Jack. We also had to check his spine with x-rays. See, we don't guess. We have to test. And the number one best way to test if someone has damage in their spine is with x-rays. Number one way, right? And so with Jack, we x-rayed his spine. And you guys, I mean, you don't even have to be a doctor to see it, whether his spine's good or bad, but his neck was awful. There was degeneration, bone spurring, arthritis there. He had no idea he had it there. From the side, you have to have a 45-degree curve from the side, and he had a zero-degree curve in his spine. 0 degrees. So we started to adjust Jack this week. We started to take pressure off the nerve system, reducing the arthritic changes, getting his body back, and he goes, Dr. Nick, I haven't slept this good for years. He goes, my neck pain's already getting better, but I'll be honest with you, I haven't slept this good for years. He goes, I didn't even tell you there was a problem with that. He goes, I have more energy already. I'm actually digesting food better. This is incredible. I didn't tell you I was having problems with any of that. I just came from neck pain and numbness and tingling, and now everything's getting better. He goes, how did you know that? I go, I didn't have to know what needed to heal. The body knew what to heal. And so if you're listening right now and you sound like Jack and you have neck pain, numbness and tingling, and you want to see if we can help you and actually get to the cause without drugs or surgery and without injections, the first step is by scheduling a new patient exam. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Rock Hill, in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Normally, if you walk in off the street for a new patient exam, it's $140. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call to schedule a new patient appointment, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are here to serve you locally. We know right now people want to be healthy. They want to be restored. They want to be made new. And at the end of the day, we realize that people don't have a map to get there. And so my goal is to give you a map to get there. So if you are trying to leave here today from St. Louis, get in your car, and you don't know where you're going, well, some of you are probably good with this if you have a compass or something like that. I guess you could plug in the directions in your car. But like if I didn't have a map to go to Florida, if I'm going down to Destin, Florida, drive down there with my family, if I didn't have a map to get there, I mean, I'd end up in Michigan. I'd end up somewhere in California, somewhere else outside of my destination. So if we want real health, and you got to define what real health means to you. But at the end of the day, the definition is that your body's healing and functioning at 100% without the use of drugs or surgery. We can't be on meds and be like, yeah, I think I'm healthy, and just take a chronic med for the rest of your life. Like, that is not health. That is not health. And so in our country, I mean, we make up 5% of the world's population, but we take 80% of the world's drugs. I mean, that is an absolute state of crisis. That is an epidemic, and it's only getting worse. It's only getting worse because we're seeing the next generation be medicated all the time. And so we know right now there's just stuff that we got to do differently. And so with what we do in our clinic at Health From Within Family Chiropractic is that we want to give you a roadmap. And there's five essentials that help us get there, right? Five essentials for a roadmap. And they are like this. Essential number one is our mindset. What's your mindset like, right? We got to have good mindset. Two is we got to make sure that your spine is healthy. if your spine isn't healthy, man, you're missing the link. You're missing the most important part of your body, your spine, to heal, right? Number three is you got to have the right nutrients. Have the right food going in your system. Number four is you got to move. You got to move your joints. Number five is you got to minimize toxic load. Got to minimize your toxic load. And so what happens is this. If I give you all this lifestyle information, it's better than eating McDonald's and drinking a six-pack every day and eating ice cream and all the junk that's out there. But if I give you all this, if I give you all this healthy lifestyle information, but if we leave out the spinal cord and nervous system, what are we doing? I mean, that's what controls everything. That's the master control system of the body. And we talked about Janet, who suffered with asthma in her 70s, is now off her medications for the last year. We talked about Lily, who's 4 years old, who was suffering with asthma, already 50% better after just 2 weeks of care. We talked about Jack, who had numbness and tingling in his arm and had neck pain chronically. He goes, listen, I've been getting adjusted in your clinic for a week. I'm sleeping better. I have more energy. I'm digesting food better. Oh, and by the way, my neck pain is nearly gone, right? So think about this. There's hope in listening to what your body's saying. You just got to take action. You just got to do something about it, right? There's hope in that. And so if we leave out the nervous system, we leave out the spinal cord and the spine, we're missing everything. We're really missing everything, guys. And so, you know, I'm going to give you this awesome recipe today. It's our brain-boosting smoothie recipe. I want to make sure you guys get this, use this. I usually drink this about once a week, a couple times a week. It's our brain-boosting smoothie recipe. And so I have a whole host of awesome smoothie recipes that we're going to be sending to you guys over the next couple weeks. But I want to get this one in your hands today. So the brain-boosting smoothie recipe, the easiest way to get this is by texting in your email address. When you text in your email address, I will send you the brain-boosting smoothie recipe. The number to text in right now to get this recipe is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, guys, when we look at the people in our clinic, when we look at all different ages and all different generations, I just know right now people want to be healthy. And at the end of the day, human nature gets the best of us sometimes, right? We want our health to be convenient. We want it to be cheap. We want to be comfortable. And as I said earlier on the show, that getting healthy in our culture is going to be inconvenient. It's going to be uncomfortable, and it's not going to be cheap. So we have to be willing to invest time and finances into our body, into our health on our own terms. Not when we lose our health, but actually to keep our health or to get healthy and to stay healthy for the rest of our life, right? And so we know right now that we have to have this desire to have a healthy life. If we don't have the desire to have a healthy life, listen, feeling better is one thing. I get it. I want everyone to feel amazing. But if we don't have a desire to have a healthy lifestyle or have a healthy life, an abundant life, we're going to be settling. Whether that's eating bad, not taking care of our spine, whether that's going to bed too late all the time, whether it's relying on sugars to get us through the day, or it's relying on pills, potions, and lotions. At the end of the day, guys, just realize that we can't just take the easy route, right? We can't just take the easy route, because that's what our culture has done at this point, and it hasn't worked. It just hasn't worked. And so we want to do things that actually work and get results for you, right? We want to make sure that we realize that what we think may be difficult today is actually easy when we lose our health, right? So when we think about eating a kale salad, right? Taking more supplements, getting adjusted, going in the gym first thing in the morning, what we think is difficult today when we can have the ability to be responsible for our health is actually easy when we lose our health, right? If you're in a hospital bed with IVs in you, or if you just had open heart surgery, eating a kale salad sounds a lot easier than being in the hospital, doesn't it? I mean, going to the chiropractor to take care of your nervous system and your spine sounds a lot easier than getting surgery, doesn't it? Right? Going to the gym to exercise and drinking a smoothie after you go to the gym sounds a lot easier than injecting yourself with insulin or taking metformin every day. Doesn't it? I mean, doesn't that just sound easier? But the problem is, in our culture, we're a pain pleasure driven system, our pain pleasure model, where it's like, hey, I'm fine until things get bad, right? I'm fine until things get bad. People will actually say that to me. And so, guys, I just want to give you guys hope and not just motivation, but inspiration to the desire to have an abundant health. To have abundant health. When you desire abundant health, your actions are going to add up to that desire. If we don't desire to have abundant health and we're just kind of living with blinders on, living like every other American, waiting to get that next blood pressure medication, waiting to get the next cholesterol medication, or just waiting for you to gain another 10 pounds come the holidays, listen, we're going to end up like everybody else. And so I hope and pray, no matter where you are along that spectrum of, hey, I'm super healthy, or I'm super sick, or I'm in between, I don't really care, right? Wherever you're at, right? Let's just start to move in the right direction. If you're already in that direction of, hey, I care about my health, let's add in one more day of good decisions, right? Just one more day. One more day of good decisions. That's all I'm asking, right? And so we know that when it comes to getting healthy, there's five questions that we got to ask. One is we know what our most important asset is in our life, and that is our health. It's not your 401k, it's your health. It's not your house. It's your health. If you lose your health, you lose everything. Number two is you got to know the definition of health. The definition of health is that your body must be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease, but it's actually your body's healing and functioning at 100%. What controls the function of your body is your brain, your spinal cord, your nervous system. How do you take care of that? Is you actually get your spine corrected and you keep getting adjusted. You keep maintaining your spine because we live on our spine day in, day out for years. Number four is you understand what interferes with the healing process, which is damage in the spine, and you prevent that. And five is that you actually determine what your spine looks like and you fix it and you maintain it, right? And so Ella is an awesome patient. She just started this week and she came in with neck pain, but also as I spoke with her father, I said, hey, so what else has she been dealing with her whole life? He goes, well, she had allergies a lot growing up. She had chronic ear infections. She had tubes in her ears. And she's had asthma. And I go, what have you guys done about it? He goes, well, all I need to do is just give her medication and get surgery. But I was told your office can help her. And so we did an exam of her spine and we saw damage in her neck area. It started from the birth process. It's not irreversible damage, but there was degeneration in her spine that we had to start to correct. And so we started to adjust her this week. Already she's breathing better. Her neck pain is gone. And he's like, Dr. Nick, you've changed my daughter's life. It's been a week. You've already changed her life more than medical doctors have for the last 11 years. Like, you've actually changed her life already. She's sleeping better. She's not taking medications in this last week. She's a new kid. And so I know right now people are listening. They may be suffering with neck pain. You may be suffering with immune system issues such as asthma, allergies. Listen, if you're suffering, you don't have to suffer anymore. You just got to take action. So our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you want to see if we can help you with your neck pain, asthma, allergies, one or all of those things, you got to schedule a new patient appointment. Normally, to schedule a new patient appointment, it's $140 for the new patient appointment. But if you're listening to the radio show right now and I'm speaking to you, you're obviously listening to it for a reason, and you want to make an appointment, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to call now. When you call, I will schedule you for your new patient appointment, and it will take the $40 payment over the phone, and that covers your entire new patient appointment. That does cover x-rays as well, so you're going to be saving $100, which is insane. So this is all you got to do. Pick up the phone and call right now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your local chiropractor here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. The only reason I have this show is to give you guys not just truth, but action steps. I want to give you guys action steps about health and healing. And so on this show, we've already talked about how Jack, who's been a computer guy, an IT guy his entire life, suffering with neck pain, numbness and tingling down his arm. He's been under care now for a couple weeks, and he's already sleeping better. He has more energy, and his neck pain is diminished by 50%. See, Jack's got his life back. Jack has his life back. He spent the last 60 years not knowing what's wrong with his body. So in the last 10 years, being told he just needs more medication. Spent the last year trying to do everything he can to get rid of his neck pain, numbness, and tingling. And guess what? Nothing worked. He tried injections. He tried medications. He was told he needs surgery. Now he's in our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. And he's got his life back already in weeks. In weeks, he's better. He's doing better. And so Jack is doing incredible. It's awesome. We also talked about Janet, who's in her 70s. She had asthma for 50 years. Well, guess what? Her asthma for the last year has been non-existent. She's not taking any medications. She's off her inhaler that she had for 50 years. And she got her health back through the power of chiropractic, not through pills, potions, and lotions, but through the power of chiropractic, right? We talked about Lily, who's 4 years old. Her mom's a nurse practitioner. Absolutely love their family. She brought her daughter in. She says, listen, she keeps getting sick. She keeps getting sick more often and lasts for a longer period of time. We have to keep taking steroids, have to use an inhaler. And I feel like she's just struggling to breathe. We did an exam of her spine. We did x-rays of her spine. Her asthma's already symptoms have already decreased by 50% in weeks of care. In weeks. She was, I can just tell my kids, one, my kid loves coming here. Two, is that her breathing's better. And I don't have to give her as much medication. Like, she's already got her life, but she's already doing so much better. Right? She goes, imagine if we didn't come here, what would happen? And we know the answer, right? It'd get worse, right? We talked about Ella, who's, 11-year-old. Her dad brought her in, and they referred into our office from one of her classmates, which I just think is awesome. When you hear kids in school talking about, hey, I don't want to take this medication, and you shouldn't either. When kids are actually understanding what true health is and how to get there without drugs or surgery, something is changing. Something is changing in our culture, right? When kids are realizing that more drugs aren't the answer. Right, that they don't feel like themselves on the medications, that Adderall isn't the answer to healing and good grades, Ritalin's not the answer to focus and behavioral issues. That's not the answer. But we're being taught that it's okay to just drug our kids up with Adderall and Ritalin. Listen, guys, I'm a parent to 3 kids, 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and 1-year-old, and guess what? Like, I feel like they need Adderall sometimes, right? I say that jokingly, but at the end of the day, like, let kids be kids, right? Let kids be kids. Let kids be kids. And if they are not behaving or they're not having a hard time focusing, maybe we need more attention. Maybe the style of learning isn't the answer. Maybe they need to change up the style of learning. Maybe they need to eat something differently. Maybe they need to go to bed earlier. Maybe they need to get off the phone. Get off the dang phone. Get off the iPad, right? I'm climbing up on my soapbox even higher, right? Maybe they need to take care of their spinal cord and their nervous system, right? Maybe they need all those things. Maybe getting healthy as an adult, eating right, exercise, detoxing, supplements, getting your spine corrected and adjusted. Maybe it shouldn't just be for adults because you're older, but maybe it should be for children to keep them off the Adderall, to keep them off the inhaler, to keep them off the amoxicillin, to keep them off the Zyrtec, to keep them off the Tylenol, right? To keep them off all that junk, right? Maybe they just need a little bit more attention and focus before we take more pills. Just maybe. Because guess what? I will tell you, human nature says, and the fact that I have 3 kids says, and I'm super busy and my wife is busy, I get it. I get it as a parent. How it is the easier thing to do, although it sucks, it'd be the easier thing to do is to give them medications. I get it. I get what you're saying. But if we just step back and say, what is that medication doing to them, short-term or long-term, right? Because if you ask the child if they want to be on medications, innately, inherently, they don't want to be on medications. Kids do not want to be on medications. They really don't. And so Ella, suffering with allergies, ear infections as a kid, had her tubes in her ears, had asthma on and off as a baby, horrible neck pain that she just thought was just bad posture, which it can contribute to that, don't get me wrong. But her dad brought her in. He goes, listen, she's having a hard time focusing. She's been on Adderall for too long. She doesn't like it. We don't like it. She doesn't take it on the weekends. Her neck pain is worse. Things just aren't getting better, and at the end of the day, I don't want to give her more meds. I want to see if we can help her. naturally. And so we did an exam of her spine and her neck. We can see she lost nearly 100% of the curvature in her spine. And this is the thing, is that we want to see that curve restored. We want to see not just the curve restored, we want to see her health restored. So I can't wait for Ella to see amazing results. I can't wait. It's only been a week and she's already doing better, right? She's already moving in the right direction. And so we just want to make sure that parents are listening right now, that your kids don't need to suffer with things. They don't need to be suffering with chronic things, okay? Allergies, asthma, ear infections, pain, ADHD, sleeping problems, fatigue. Kids should not be suffering with things chronically. If you're listening right now and you have kids or grandkids that are suffering with that, it's time that we make a change. It's time that we step up and say, listen, what else could we be doing before that? What else could we do before that? My promise every week is to give you guys something to do instantly outside of calling our office and making an appointment. That should be the number one thing, right? But this week, I want to send you guys our brain-boosting smoothie recipe, okay? So a brain-boosting smoothie recipe. This is absolutely free. All you got to do to get this recipe is by picking up the phone and texting in your email address. When you text in your email address, I will send you the smoothie recipe, the brain-boosting smoothie recipe. And guess what? It's not just for aging adults. Who else is it for? Wait for it. Kids. Weird, right? Should kids have a brain-boosting smoothie recipe? I think so, right? So let me get this recipe in your hands. You can eat it, use it as a family, make the smoothie as a family, drink it together as a family. Whether the kids are liking it or not, who cares? They know that you provided them healing in this smoothie, right? And let them help you make it, right? Make it part of your lifestyle. Have them help you make a smoothie, right? My kids like making all the smoothies with me. They don't like all the concoctions, right? But they like making it with me. So this brain boosting smoothie, I want to get it in your hands. And so best way to do this is by picking up your phone and texting in your email address. I will send you this recipe. The number to text in right now with your email address is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You guys, I want to talk about Tony. Tony's a patient that came in this past week, and absolutely love Tony. He's already doing better, by the way, but you know, in short, he came in with horrible, horrible sciatica, and things just kept getting worse for years. For years, he used to just deal with sciatica, and what he found is that, listen, the answer is actually to fix the problem, but to not just hide the problem, but to actually fix the problem. He says that he knows that if nothing's done about it for much longer, it's going to get worse, right? It's going to get worse. And so for Tony, when he came in this past week, he goes, listen, Dr. Nick, I've heard good and bad about chiropractic. He goes, but what I'm realizing is that I'm being put through the medical wringer. Nothing's fixing my scoliosis, or nothing's fixing my sciatica. I've been told I have scoliosis. No one's ever done anything about that. I'm going to the PT, I'm going to the massage therapist. I'm doing everything I possibly can, and nothing seems to be working. I'm stretching it out as much as I can, and I go, Tony, going to the massage therapist, doing physical therapy, stretching it out, rolling it out, doing all those things. They're awesome, but they're only going to work. They're only going to work if it's a muscle problem. The fact that you've been having this issue on and off for years and chronically, the fact that you have sciatica chronically, it keeps getting worse. That's not a muscle issue. You can't stretch that out. You can't massage that out. You can't do PT to get rid of that. It's a spine problem, a nerve problem, not a muscle problem. Does that make sense, Tony? I go, Tony, all those things you've been doing are better than nothing, and it's only gonna contribute to the health of your muscles and your tissues, but it's not gonna fix your spine and your nervous system. Guys, this is why we partner with massage therapists, we partner with physical therapists, we partner with personal trainers, we partner with people that are gonna be working on the muscles and ligaments and tendons. We work with the spine and nervous system. And so we did an exam of Tony. We did a full set of x-rays of his spine. We saw degeneration in the spinal column. We saw that there's absolutely no way in the world that his disc spaces were going to be healthy if he continues to go in the wrong direction. We realized that his scoliosis that was once considered minor was now severe. He had a 25-degree scoliosis in his spine, and it was only getting worse. He had bone spurs in there. And listen, he had no idea how bad it was. He said it felt bad, but he had no idea how bad it actually was. And so Tony has started getting adjusted this last week. Now, what does that mean? Is that we take him through a specific protocol based off of what his spine looks like, how old he is, the traumas he had, and of course, the symptoms he has. We take him through specific protocols to remove the interference of the spine, take pressure off the nervous system so the body heals itself. And Tony is already doing better than he has in years, he said. And so I wonder, I just wonder, that the people that listen to my show week in, week out, or just tune in when they're driving or whatever it is, I wonder how many people listening in right now are saying, I have a symptom and I just don't want to do anything about it yet. When is yet gonna come? That's what I want to know. When it gets too bad, when it gets bad enough. And so people are listening right now and they're struggling with sciatica or low back pain, or you told you had scoliosis and you never did anything about it. Listen, we got to see if we can help you. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. It's located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. healthfromwithinstl.com. If you're listening right now and you want to see if we can help you with your sciatica or lower back pain, normally to walking off the street for a new patient appointment, it's $140. But if you're listening right now and you call right now, it's only $40 for a new patient exam. And that even includes the x-rays, which is insane. I'm literally giving it away, right? And so this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call right now to schedule a new patient exam. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You guys, I can't wait to hear from you. Keep tuning in week out. Have a blessed day and tune in next time. Thanks so much. Higher and higher, baby. It's a little-